Welcome to The Apple Seed, the storytelling podcast from BYU Radio, where your family can gather for great stories from great storytellers in every episode. And the stories on the show will spark memories and thoughts that you can share with the people you love. After all, stories bring us together. We really believe that. And our first story today is about a guy who's down in the dumps about one little thing. There's just too much going on in his little house. Have you ever felt like that? Looking for a place to do your homework or read a book or just sit quietly and think about stuff. And wherever you go in the house, there's a TV on or a noisy conversation or someone crunching on potato chips. Listen, I've been there. And it seems horrible, right? Like nothing could ever be worse, right? In moments like that, sometimes you need someone to help you find a little perspective. That's what the guy in this story gets from the rabbi. The storyteller is Noah Baum. Here she is with her version of an old Jewish folktale. She calls her version The Rabbi and the Goat, recorded live in the Appleseed Studio.
Raise your hand if you ever complain. Honest people in the room?
Yes.
Well, I have a confession to make. I come from a very long, illustrious line of complainers. Going all the way back, my ancestral line, to the days of Moses. When Moses led us through the desert, out of Egypt, through the desert to the promised land, if anyone is familiar at all with those scriptures, you know, we complained. In my family, complaining is normal. It's just what we do. But occasionally, my grandmother, if you complain, would smile and say, be careful. Could be like that rabbi and the goat. What rabbi? What goat? But that was it. My grandmother was a terrible, terrible storyteller. She didn't tell the story. She just referred to stories like they were relatives in the other room. You know, the rabbi and the goat. Well, my friends, I became a storyteller, so I want to share with you now the story that she never told me about the rabbi and the goat. But for this story, I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need you all to do the sound effects. Once upon a time, there was a man called Moshe. Moshe was a poor man. He was so poor that he lived in a one-room house with his wife, his five children, and the mother-in-law. Oh, life in that house was so hard. The children were always fighting, especially in the winter when the snow was high and you couldn't go out to play. And the baby was always crying. And the wife and the old grandmother were complaining, oi, oi, oi. This is the Eastern European Jewish way of complaining, and you're going to be really good at it now. Let's give it a try. Oi, oi, oi. Ah, oh, you're all converted. Moshe was miserable. He needed help. Where does one go to get help? To the rabbi. The rabbi is the spiritual leader. The rabbi is the wisest man in the entire village. The rabbi will know what to do. Moshe comes to the rabbi. Rabbi, rabbi, we're all so poor. We live in a one-room house with the wife, the five children, and the mother-in-law. Rabbi. It is so crowded, you cannot breathe. And the noise, oi, the noise, it couldn't be worse. Help me, Rabbi, tell me what to do. And the rabbi, he nodded his big wise head. Can you all nod your big wise heads with me? And he stroked his long white beard. And he said, I think I can help you, Moshe. But you will need to give me your word of honor that you will ask no questions. Yes, Rabbi. Good. Moshe, 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 tell me, do you happen to have any poultry, chickens, roosters, things like that? Yes, Rabbi, I have two chickens, a rooster, and a goose. Good. Moshe, Moshe, I want you to go home. I want you to take the chickens and the rooster and the goose and bring them into the house with you. Rabbi, the rooster, the chickens, and the goose in the house. Moshe, no questions. Yes, Rabbi. Moshe went home a little confused, but he took the chickens and the rooster and the goose out of the shed and into the house. And what can I tell you, my friends? Life became worse. Because now the chicken, their feathers were everywhere. And when Moshe sat on his bed that night, he heard a strange... and there was egg yolk oozing through his fingers. And if that wasn't enough, why, there was the noise. Because the chickens, they were hysterical. They were clucking day and night. And the rooster was crowing every hour on the hour. And the goose was honking. And the baby was crying. And the wife and the old grandmother said, "Oi, oi, oi." Oi, Moshe needed help. Where does one go to get help? He goes to the rabbi. He goes to the rabbi. He shows up the next day. He says, Rabbi, the house, it's like a barn. There's feathers everywhere. There's eggs between the sheets and the noise. Rabbi, it couldn't be worse. Help me. Tell me what to do. And the rabbi, he nodded his big wise head and he stroked his long white beard and he said, I think I can help you, Moshe. Tell me, Moshe, do you happen to have a cow? Yes, Rabbi. She's brown. Good. I want you to go home, Moshe. I want you to take the cow and bring her into the house with you. The cow, Rabbi. The cow, Moshe. No question. Yes, Rabbi. He went home. He took the cow out of the shed. He brought her into the house. And what can I tell you? My friend's life became worse. Because the cow took up all the space. The poor woman, the poor wife, she was just trying to get to the stove. The cow switched her tail and slapped her across the face. Ah! And then slapped the pot of porridge off the stove. Porridge went flying to the ceiling and dripping down into everybody's hair. And if that wasn't enough, why, there was the smell. I don't really know how to tell you this, but that cow had no manners whatsoever. She did all her business in the middle of the room. And if that wasn't enough, there was the noise because the cow was mooing. And the chickens were clucking. And the rooster was crowing. And the goose was honking. And the baby was crying. And the wife and the old grandmother said, Oi, oi, oi. Oi, Moshe was going out of his mind. He needed help. Where does one go to get help? He goes to the rabbi. He shows up the next day. He says, Rabbi, the house, it's like a stable. The cow is taking up all the space. The smell, Rabbi, the smell. Rabbi, the noise, it couldn't be worse. Help me, tell me what to do. And the rabbi, he nodded his big wise head and he stroked his long white beard and he said, I think I can help you, Moshe. Tell me, Moshe, do you happen to have a goat? Not the goat, Rabbi. The goat, Moshe, I want you to take the goat and bring it into the house with you. Moshe went home the long way. And when it was too cold to stay outside, he took the goat and he brought it into the house. And I don't know what you know about goats, but they're not picky eaters. The goat was eating everything in sight, munching, chewing, shoes, socks, sweaters, blankets, pillowcases, and when it wasn't chewing or munching, it was butting with its horns, it was kicking with its legs, and adding to the noise, because that goat was bleating, meh, 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 and the cow was mooing, moo, and the chickens were clucking. And the rooster was crowing. And the goose was honking. And the baby was crying. And the wife and the old grandmother said, "Oi, oi, oi." Moshe didn't even wait for the sun to rise. He was at the rabbi's door, and the moment that door opened, he stumbled in and he said, "Rabbi, Rabbi, this is the end of the world. How can any human being be expected to live like this?" The rabbi said, "Moshe, you're absolutely correct. No human being should ever be expected to live like this. I want you to go home, Moshe." "Yes, Rabbi, I want you to take the goat and the cow and the rooster and the chickens and the goose out of the house immediately." "Yes, Rabbi." Moshe ran home, and he took out the goat and the cow and the rooster and the chickens and the goose out of the house and back into the shed, and oh, that night everyone slept, even the baby. And in the morning, Moshe came back to the rabbi, his face beaming with joy. "Rabbi, Rabbi, I came to thank you. You saved my life. Oh, the house, oh, so roomy and clean and quiet. Oh, thank you, Rabbi. 1,001 thank yous." And they say that from that day, Moshe lives in the one-room house with his wife, his five children, and the mother-in-law. And if ever anyone complains, he says, it could always be worse. It could always be worse.
That was Noah Baum with The Rabbi and the Goat, a story in which the rabbi gives a gift, the gift of perspective, of seeing things in a different way, a way that can help you effectively address the way things really are. And when I think of the help I've sometimes needed getting a better perspective, I remember a time when I was just a young dad. I just bought a house, and we had just moved in. And in the basement of this house, there were a couple of copper water pipes extending from the wall, both of them capped off completely. And I thought that since the pipes were already there, I'd try my hand at installing a utility sink down there in the basement. So I found what I was sure was the water valve somewhere else in the house, and I turned it off, and I took a hacksaw, and I cut one of those pipes open, being careful to put a bucket underneath the pipe to catch any water that spilled out. And sure enough, a little bit did, right into the bucket. And then the water slowed and stopped. So I cut the other pipe open, and this one too spilled some water in the bucket. And I waited for it to slow and stop, but it didn't. Water kept pouring from the pipe. The bucket filled up, so I replaced it with a trash can while I looked for a way to turn off the water. I mean, I had clearly been mistaken about the shutoff valve that I'd tried before. Well, my little boy came and ran the full bucket of water outside to empty it, and he was in a hurry, and he was little, and so he spilled water all across the basement floor as he ran. And now the trash can was full of water, and I was looking for something to replace it with. And in the excitement, the basement is filling up with water, too, and I began to think I'd ruined the house completely, just as we were moving in. Why did we need a utility sink in the basement anyway? And just when I was thinking we were never, ever going to recover from this, the doorbell rang, and my son ran to answer it, and it was our neighbor, Brent Fackerel. He was the principal at the local high school, and he had seen the commotion and come over. And I didn't know Brent at all, really, but he helped me find the water shutoff valve. And right there, as the water slowed to a stop, finally, the problem seemed half as big as it had been only moments ago. And he helped me clean up the water in the basement. And together, we took care of the open ends of the copper pipes. And with everything he helped me with, the size of the problem cut itself down another degree toward the size it really was, which wasn't really all that big. I mean, we lived right through it. And I even got the utility sink installed. And over the years since then, when problems take me by surprise and make me think the whole world is ending, I remember the perspective I got that day from my neighbor. And I think, how big is this new problem, really? And I find it's not often so big that I can't move right through it. Well, that's where Noah's story took me. Where did the story take you? And who will you take along?
Simultaneously laughing, we're all agreed that we love, love, love the apple seed.
Are you turned off by the news because of how angry and depressing it can be, but still want to engage with important issues? I know that describes me. And I want to introduce you to Top of Mind, another podcast from the BYU Radio family of shows. Each week, the Top of Mind team and award-winning host Julie Rose take one tough, important topic, and they dive deep. The goal is learning to stay open and curious when confronted with perspectives that challenge us. Best of all, every episode will leave you feeling hopeful and empowered to become a better advocate for what matters to you. Top of Mind. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all kinds of ways to listen to the Top of Mind podcast from BYU Radio.
Some more. Okay, I'll proceed with my story inspired by the apple seed.
It's a pleasure to be with you today, and it's time for our next story from Tim Lowry, a storyteller from South Carolina who tells a kind of Appalachian version of the Bremen Town Musicians. You know that story, the old German folktale where a collection of old animals feeling useless band together to survive and even thrive. In Tim's story, there's a human named Jack among all these animals. And like the rabbi in Noah Baum's story, Jack might be the one who helps the animals see that things might be better than they look, still full of possibilities and a fair bit of adventure, too. Tim calls his story Jack and the Singing Critters, and we're happy to bring it to you here on the Appleseed.
Y'all know my friend Jack, right? Yeah. Did you hear about that time he went over to Nashville, tried to become a country singer? You didn't hear about that? Oh, yeah. Everybody knowed about that. Jack, he decided he's going to go over to Nashville and be a singer. So he's walking down the road practicing his notes. He's singing like this. La, 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 la. You could do that. You ready? La, 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 la. Well, he's walking along. He ain't gone far before there's old broke-down mule on the side of the road. Sway-backed. Its ears is all hanging down on either side of its head. Poor old thing looked a sight. Jack said, "What in the world is wrong with you?" And that old mule said, "Oh, I'm too old to pull a plow, and my master turned me out to the side of the road. Oh, says I can't come home again. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to die." Jack said, "Don't die. That ain't going to do you no good. Why don't you come over to Nashville with me and become a musician?" That old mule said, "What's a musician?" He said, "I'm going to sing and people will give me money." Well, that mule tried to sing. Have you ever heard a mule sing? Oh, no, you don't want to hear a mule sing. So Jack said, "I tell you what," he said, "why don't you keep time by clip-clopping your hooves on the road?" So that's what that mule did. Now, y'all could do that. You go clip-clop, clip-clop. That old mule kept time clip-clopping its hooves on the road, and Jack, he sang all the notes. La, 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 la. Yeah, y'all could be Jack. La, 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 la. And then they stopped. Right there on the other side of the road, laying in the dirt, was a big old hound dog. Its two big old ears is flopped out like flannel cakes on the side of the road. That thing looked a sight. Jack said, "Hound dog, what's wrong with you?" And that old dog, he said, "Oh, I'm too old to chase rabbits, and my master turned me out this side of the road. He says I can't come home again. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to die." "Don't die," said Jack. "That won't do you no good. Why don't you come with us over to Nashville and become a musician?" "Huh? What's a musician?
We're gonna sing. People give us money. Can you sing? Well, that old hound dog was a baritone. He could sing a real low note like this. Y'all give that a try. Nice, nice. That's good. Yeah, you keep smoking them cigars and your voice will get even lower. Yeah, you'll sound real good. So away they went. That old mule kept time with his hooves on the road. And that hound dog sang the low note. Jack sang all the others. La, 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 la. And then they stopped. There's old Yeller Cat sitting over in the grass, long tail just all flopped out. Jack said, "What in the world is wrong with you, Cat?" And that old cat said, "Well, I'm too old to chase mice, and my master turned me out the side of the road. He says I can't come home again. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to die."
"Don't die," said Jack. "That ain't going to help you none. Come with us to Nashville. We're going to be musicians."
"What's a musician?"
"We're going to sing. People give us money. Can you sing?" Well, that cat was a soprano. She could sing a real nice high note. Y'all give that a try. There you go. So then they all went away. They had them a regular choir. That old mule, he clip-clopped his hooves on the road. Hound dog sang the low note. Kitty cat sang the high note. Jack filled in all the notes between. La, 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 la. Well, they stopped one more time because perched on the fence post over side of the road was a big old rooster, its coxcomb all flopped over to the side. Now, y'all know what a rooster says. What's a rooster say? Cock-a-doodle-boo. Not this, and it is a saying, cock-a-doodle-boo-hoo-hoo. Jack said, "What on earth is wrong with you?" The old rooster said, "I'm too old to get up at the rising of the sun, and my master turned me out to the side of the road. He says I can't come home again. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to die." "Don't die. That ain't going to do you no good. Come with us. We're going over to Nashville and become musicians." "What's a musician?" "We're going to sing. People give us money. Can you sing?" Well, that rooster had a hidden talent. He could sing a descant. That's high church stuff. That's something real fancy above the rest of the regular choir, kind of like this. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Y'all give that a try. That's pretty. I never heard Bertha better than you and the Baptist choir sang it that good. So off they went. That mule clip-clopping its hooves on the road. That hound dog is singing the low note. Kitty cat singing the high note. That rooster giving the descant, cock-a-doodle-doo. Jack filled in everything else. La, 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 la. Y'all ever been to Nashville? It's a fur piece. So Jack and his new friends, they needed a place to rest. Well, they looked, there's a little old house way off the road. And when they got over to it, it's already dark, and there's only one window in that house. You could see some light coming through it, but the window is so high up, you couldn't just look in and see who was there. So that mule stood underneath the window, and that hound dog jumped up on the mule's back. And then that kitty cat climbed up on top of the hound dog, and then finally that rooster got way up and perched on that kitty cat's head, and by standing up on tippity-toe, he could look right through the window and see who was home. Jack, down on the ground, he said, "Rooster, what do you see?" And that old rooster, he said, "I see robber men sitting around a table counting their gold." Jack said, "We can't stay in a house with robbers." "I know. When I count three, everybody sang. One, two, three." Oh! All them robbers said, y'all are too law-abiding people to know how to holler like a robber. So, all right, make like you ain't as good as you are and yell like robbers that get scared. You ready? And they all hollered.
No!
Yeah, that's good. You sound real criminal. That was real good. Yeah. And all them robbers took off running. Well, Jack and all his friends moved in, except for the mule. Don't let a mule in the house. That's the awfulest mess you ever seen in your life. So the mule just stood out underneath the shade tree. And Jack come in, he got right in the bed. And the hound dog lay down on the rug on the floor, and that kitty cat, she jumped up on the hearth next to the fireplace, and that old rooster flew up, perched in a rafter. Well, they all went sound asleep. But in the middle of the night, one of them robber men decided he'd come back for the gold. He come a-sneaking in that house, but it's so dark, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. And he thought, "I know. I'll go right over there to the fire, and I'll blow on the fire, and it'll blaze up bright,
and then I'll be able to see that gold a-glittering, and I'll snatch it up and run off. Well, when he blew in the fire, he blew smoke right in that kitty cat's eyes, and she didn't like that one bit, and she clawed him in the face. And that old rubber man jumped backward. When he jumped backward, he accidentally stepped on that hound dog's tail, and that old hound dog bit him in the backside. Whoa! Oh! He run out the door, and that old mule kicked him down the road yelling, hee-haw! And that old rooster was a-calling, cock-a-doodle-doo! That old robber man run back to all of his buddies, and he said, we can't never go back up in that place. There's an awful thing in there. It's some kind of wicked monster. It bit me in my backside and clawed me in my face and kicked me down the road and was yelling, hee-haw! So them robbers never come back. And Jack and his friends, they never got to Nashville. They only made it about as far as Bristol. They live over there in that house on the side of the road. If you used to walk past that place, you might hear that rooster singing, cock-a-doodle, yahoo!
That was Tim Lowry with his story, Jack and the Singing Critters, recorded live in the Appleseed Studio. Do you ever go through times when you think things simply couldn't be worse? In times like that, who do you turn to get a little perspective? I bet there are some stories there. A big thank you to Noah Baum and Tim Lowry for their stories today. You've listened to those tales. Now it's your turn to share some of your own.
The Appleseed is produced by Wendy Folsom,
Sam Payne,
and Brian Tanner.
Our audio engineers are Ashton Parkinson
and Carly Wilson.
The rest of the Appleseed team is Kelly Wehrmeister,
Trent Horton,
Evadane Hendricks,
Miriam Irisay,
and Tristan Schetzel.
A special thanks to the subscribers of our podcast who rate us or leave reviews.
You help people find the show.
We also love to receive emails at theappleseed@byu.edu.
Your thoughts and comments help us to shape the future of the Appleseed.
We're pleased and proud to be among the many podcasts produced by the BYU Radio family.
And you can find episodes of the Appleseed wherever podcasts are found, on the BYU Radio app or at byuradio.org/appleseed.
I'm Sam Payne, and the whole team can't wait to be with you again on the Appleseed.